Welcome back to Talking Tech with Teek. So in this is episode 14, and if you couldn't tell by the title, Talking Tech with Teek 2.0. It's the reboot, you know? Good old Talking Tech with Teek reboot. It's been a while, changing some things up here. Hopefully going to get a new intro soon, if the intro is already not different. I don't know. That's for post-production. Anyway, but yeah, it's been a while, and, you know, I've had some time to think about what I want to do the podcast on, and, you know, we're just going to have some fun with it, because this is what I'm doing to pass my free time, and, yeah, also had several different things happen, and I actually own a business now, too, so probably going to talk about some adventures with that as well, so, yeah. Talking Tech with Teek. So, if you couldn't tell already, I already decided to put the intro in the middle there. So, still don't know if it's going to be the old or new one. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be an exciting year because Apple's supposedly releasing their iPhone 11. And, you know, who knows what it's going to be. Everyone keeps bringing back all these schematics of a leaked design with three cameras on the back. You know. I don't know why we need so many damn cameras. Anyway, but you know what? They're not really going to be able to keep up with Samsung or Google with their Google Pixel, with LG, with Motos. They're not going to be able to keep up because, you know, they're missing a lot of key things, a lot of ease of access, features, mostly the developing end of it. That's what's the biggest pain in the butt is it's hard to develop with. And you see this restriction in a lot of IT apps. I only know that because I do IT stuff. But anyway, the other thing is USB-C question mark. Are we just going to stick with the Lightning era and continue to be a pain in the ass or something? Like, I don't know. I don't know why they're doing this, but, you know, it's Apple and they have their reasonings for some reason for doing this. So. Anyway, yeah, that's you're going to hear me doing a lot of bickering about different things on here. You know, it's annoying, but it's what happens. Also, Microsoft's just not having some good luck here with all those vulnerabilities recently. Plus, I mean, it's about time. I was listening to another podcast I usually listen to, Security Now. And they hit the nail right on the head. It's time for RDP to die. You know, it needs to just happen. Anyway, keep checking back for future podcasts on here. Hoping to bring in a couple other people that are either experts or studying to be experts. It's hard to tell nowadays. And yeah, hope you all enjoy the reboot of the show. Peace.